Welcome to the Groove Academy School of Music podcast series. Today, our special guest is Joshua Shin. He is a former student of Groove Academy and has made quite an impression throughout Canada by his drumming, percussion, and marimba skills. He has many awards and accolades under his belt, including the Teresa Lee Music Scholarship Award, the Julie Banton Award from the Winnipeg Youth Symphony Orchestra, and the Manitoba Music Teachers Association Trophy for Most Outstanding Performance. Today, he'll be sharing with us his personal musical journey and his insights as to what it takes to become a great musician, tips for music students, aspiring musicians, and parents.
So, where did music begin for you? Where did it all start?
I think it all started because my dad was he was super into, like, he always played music everywhere. In the car, he played music. In the morning when I was a kid, he played music. My mom loved going to the symphony. So, she had a friend where her husband was the conductor for a symphony, and she played, like, I think she was lead cello. Like, this was way back in Korea, like when I could barely walk. So her friend, so I like listened to a lot of symphony music as a kid, and I think that had that background. So when I was actually like 5 or 6, I was too actually young to be allowed, but technically to be allowed in, but I was able to go watch symphony. So like I got like really inspired by everybody playing at the podium and stuff, and like I would like come home and like mimic it and whatnot. So ever since then, I was into music. I was always interested. I picked up piano when I was, I think, like 6. Yeah, and then, but then like I think around like 8 or 9 or 10, I kind of lost interest in it. And at that time, I had gone to like not concerts, like sort of like festivals, like live shows, and I'd seen the drummers at the back, and that blew my mind. And I remember when I was like 9 or 10, or like I think grade 4 or 5, I was trying to convince my mom to try to get me into drum lessons, and that's how I got into drumming.
Right. Yeah. So where was the live show that you saw? Was that in Korea, or was that in Winnipeg?
The live shows were in Korea, and the symphony that I also watched was also in Korea. That was the Seoul Symphony Orchestra. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And was the band that you saw, was that like a local Korean band, or was it like an international band from somewhere else?
I'm assuming it must have been a local band. It was like, yeah, you know, those like field, like in the park, like stages, and they're just jamming out, but I was just fixated on the drummer. I remember I was like, that's so cool.
Nice. And so when you first got into music, or first interested in music, you said you were about like 5 years old, or 5, 6 years old.
Yeah. And I think there's even videos of me when I was like 5, like of me like conducting, like I have a symphony playing in the background. Yeah, because I watched my friend's dad like go to their symphony shows, right? And like I got inspired by that.
Cool. And then your first instrument was piano.
Yes.
Was that your idea to take piano lessons, or was that your mom or dad's idea that you would start off with piano?
I think it was actually advised by my mom's friend who played, and her husband was the conductor, and she also plays in the symphony. I think my mom, like, if I vaguely remember, sort of asked like, hey, like, what instrument should he like start off with? And I think they said piano is like a good instrument to start off. It's because you learn the scales, like you learn chords, like all of that. So
what was your parents' involvement? You know, were they, like, I know you said your mom had a background in music and your dad loved playing music.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that they were supportive. What sort of role did they play in your music background?
Yeah, I guess my dad like loved music, so that inspired me as a kid. I think they also like were very encouraging. Like even that show that I was watching with a drummer, it was just, we were going for a stroll in a park, and I was like fixated on this concert, and they just stayed there for me through like the whole hour and a half, like, because I just wanted to watch it. And
wow,
things like that. And I remember when I first started drumming, this was in Korea in grade 5, and it was like a long drive from her house. It was like a 45-minute drive, but my mom would make the commitment to like get out early, even on Saturdays, to like drive me all the way to lessons, because drumming lessons weren't very accessible in Korea back then. And also like drumming with actual drums, because I wanted to. There were a bunch of studios where you could drum in electronic drums, but because Korea is so dense and it's like a lot of apartment complexes rather than houses, it's hard to set up real drums. So you would need like an actual studio. So I was very picky about that. So my mom, like, they really made an effort to look for a place where they taught on actual drums. So that's why we had to drive like almost like 45 minutes every weekend, and my mom would drive me out, or my dad would even drive me
Right.
out. And I think so. They really made that commitment. Yeah.
Was there any hesitation when you said to them, I think I want to learn drums? Were they, because some parents
Oh
are,
yeah, for sure.
yeah, some parents are like worried, it's like drums, like what? So.
Yeah, for sure. We still talk about it. Like, I remember in high school we talked about it when I played for Rock Show, and I was doing all the I was like my parents would come to my concerts and stuff, and I remember my mom once said, like, I think I would have regretted it if I held you back from pursuing drums. I think because there's that stereotype. I don't know where it comes from, but I think especially maybe in Asian culture, maybe it's more like a taboo. Like, I don't know, like, it's not as of a common instrument as, like, I don't know, viol, like the symphony, string instruments, or piano, I guess. yeah
Right. I think it's where
yeah
that maybe just looks a little bit more prestigious.
yeah exactly exactly yeah
But then drums is like what? It's like hard to understand. And I think with drumming too, is at first it looks really easy, and it is
yeah
easy to get a sound out of the drums,
for sure.
initially. But then to like
Yeah.
master the drums, I think like
Yeah.
the appreciation for it sometimes takes a while.
Yeah.
When did you develop like an interest for drums and percussion?
Yeah, so that was, I think I started my first instrument, piano, was 6. Drums was like 9 or 10. I was 9 or 10 years old, and then percussion was when I actually came to Winnipeg in grade 7. And then I was in concert band, and in concert band, like, because I had a drumming background, I just got put in like the percussion section. And then that's when I got, like, developed an interest for playing for the Winnipeg Youth Symphony Orchestra and all that. And I think that's when I, like, really got into more like the percussion aspect of it. And that's when I picked up also marimba with you. And that was a lot of fun. Yeah, like timpani. Yeah.
So, did you know about percussion,
No.
beforehand, or was it like you join band and you're like, wow, there's all of this other,
Yeah, it was more like
like all
that.
this whole other world.
Yeah, and then I remember thinking, wow, I can't believe I like didn't recognize that, or like didn't notice that in all the symphony shows that I've been to before, because I was so fixated on the conductor in like the front row, right?
What drove you to become a better musician?
I think all the people that I was surround like playing with, people that I was surrounded by, for example, when I did Winnipeg Youth Symphony Orchestra, like all the other people in the percussion section that were with me, I was inspired to be better like them. Like, I remember there were people that were older than me in grade 11 and 12, and I was in grade 9, and I was like, wow, I want to be able to play like them. Or even looking at, like, in the jazz band when I was in middle school, like looking at the senior jazz band, like the drummer there, like at the concerts, I was like, wow, I think his name was Julian Polimeni. I was like, he was a really good drummer. And I remember thinking, like, I want to be able to drum like him. Or even like looking at you, right? Even looking at you kick out some drums, I was like, man, I don't think I'll be as good as Anthony one day, but like I'll strive to achieve to get there, right? Or even just listening to some music, and I'd be like, I want to know how to, like, I can't play that right now, but I want to learn how to play that, like a drum beat or like a solo. Yeah.
So a lot of our listeners are young musicians,
Okay.
and they really want to become either a better musician, and they want to maybe take their playing to the next level. In your opinion, how important is it to have a good instructor or a good mentor?
I think it's super important. I think they can be what leads you in the right direction, or like motivates you to continue with the instrument. Because everybody sometimes feels, I guess, burnt out, or sometimes you have those days where you're like, maybe I want to quit. But I think having the right instructor leads you down the right path, can motivate you, can make it fun, and can really, I guess, seek out certain specific talents that you have and like really accentuate it in a sense. Or like with you, like
Right.
I don't know if I've ever would have ever been so interested in the marimba and would have gotten all the opportunities that I did, going to the Winnipeg Music Festival, And then
Right.
going to provincials eventually with that. If I, if I hadn't taken lessons with you, if I just taken lessons with like a strict, I guess like a drum teacher, but you had like all of that
Right.
background. And like when I needed it, you could always direct me and be like, hey, like here's a marimba, and like you could teach me the marimba, you could teach me the timpani. Like, so I think just speaking from my experience, I think it's extremely important to have the right mentors and instructors.
Was there any like techniques or like any techniques or ideas that you developed on the marimba or mallets or any mallet instrument that that benefited your drum set playing?
Techniques on the timpani for sure. And I think even with the marimba, when I was holding the double, when I was playing with Tomas, after that,
Yeah, four mallets.
yeah, four mallets. After that, like my like drumming got, I don't know if there was a correlation with that, but after that, my drumming got a lot easier in a sense, and I could hit the hi-hat a lot faster with ease.
Okay. What role did your music teachers or music instructors that you had, what role did they help in helping you push forward? And how beneficial was that in helping you obtain your goals and moving you to the next level? Like, was there anything that they provided you that, that took you to the next level or, helped you reach your musical goals?
Yeah, for sure. I think one element of it is it really diversified my experience throughout middle school and high school, being involved with music. And especially for example, like I remember when I played with the Winnipeg Youth Symphony Orchestra, like that was all volunteers, right? And like Daniel, I remember Dan, I think Daniel Schultz and his wife, like they would come out to volunteer every weekend so that we could play. And just having that diverse experience throughout high school really gave me a lot to, like, I guess, talk about, and really added a lot more to my character. And that made it, I guess, that was really beneficial, even like applying for university and yeah, post high school and with life in general. And I think just having music as a way to express myself like really helped. Like even in university when I get stressed out, when I've had like a really long week, like I find myself in one of the music rooms just because drums aren't very accessible in uni and I can't have a drum set in the dorm room, but I find myself just like playing some tunes in the piano or just even like listening to music and chilling out. So I think that in those elements, their sacrifices and them volunteering their hours to give me that experience really added depth to my character and like helps me through tough times still, yeah.
But like, would you say that, the harder or the further that you were pushed musically, that I guess helped build, more discipline
For sure,
within
yeah.
yourself that kind of like, translated into other subjects and that gave you like more confidence in other areas, like
Sure,
say,
yeah.
because now you have the confidence to get behind an instrument and play in front of,
Right.
a couple hundred people or whatever it is that.
Yeah.
You also now have the confidence to speak in front of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think performing definitely got rid of like stage fright for me.
Okay.
I think when I first started playing, I was nervous being on stage, but performing a lot, like with jazz band, even with the symphony orchestra, even like through rock show, I think I learned to enjoy myself like when I'm up there on stage,
Right.
and I think that definitely helped with even translating into like public speaking, right? Even in university when I'm giving presentations, like lecture halls and stuff, it doesn't feel too big, the scale of it, because I've had experience being on stage performing in front of a lot of people like that, yeah.
Yeah, do you think that, because you started earlier with music and it gave you time to develop like those skills, that, that was really an important part as opposed to, let's say, if you would have waited until, let's say, grade 11 or grade 12 to all of a sudden start music?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it takes a long time to get really good at get an instrument, right? So I
It does.
think.
Like it looks easy, and people like I think because, and I think I remember you saying this 2 years ago, is it's tricky because if you watch somebody play and it looks effortless, you think it's easy, but you have no idea, like how many hours it took to get to that point.
Exactly. Yeah. And then as you get better, you even begin to notice like pick up on the details that you didn't notice before, right? Like the slightest things that they do that just make it that tad bit better. And
Right.
which takes so much time and practice, yeah. But for sure, I think getting started early is I would definitely recommend that to anybody, or like even to my younger self. If I could have started on drumming earlier, like I totally would have, you know.
What do you think makes a really good teacher? Like, what sort of qualities do you think makes a really good teacher?
I think the ability to inspire students, and I think that can be in a lot of ways. I think students can be inspired by just watching, for example, their teacher perform on stage, or the way that they teach. But I think the ability to inspire and motivate students, especially when it comes to music, is important. Also, I guess it goes with anything, but finding that balance between pushing them too hard versus like being too easy. I think a good teacher needs to be able to like push their students to a certain level, just so that they're just outside their comfort zone, so they can get to the next level.
What sort of personal qualities or habits do you think one must have in order to develop or become a really good musician or really good in any profession?
Yeah, I think it's discipline, because I think motivation can get you started, but I think it's discipline that really gets you to, go out there and like practice even on the days that you don't want to wake up and practice, gets you to manage your time, even when you feel like, I don't know, like taking your lunch break to go hang out with friends, but like getting you to manage your time so that you get that hour of practice in for your day.
Right.
I think that goes with anything, even in life. Even in university, you know.
In closing, what advice or encouragement would you be able to offer to our listeners that may be thinking about taking music lessons or who may want to pursue music as a career or hobby?
I'd say do it. I'd say there's for me there was literally do it. I think there was for me there's nothing like it. It really, I guess, adds different dimensions to your life. It make I mean it. For me, it's also a way for me to deal with hard times, or when I'm very stressed out, when I'm going through stressful times or hard times. Music is a way for me to, I guess, cope with that. And it's different from just listening to music, because when you play music, you can interpret it in your own way, and I guess sort of let your emotions out through that way, right? And I think you meet some amazing people along the way, even in like interests, like a similar interest, similar, which would be music, having played music, or like similar musical genres, like similar artists that we listen to, for sure. Yeah, there's a correlation there. Yeah. And I also find, looking back in high school now, like it's funny that some of the teachers that I miss most are like my band, like band teachers. For example, I remember Mr. Payne. I remember he really pushed us, and he was really hard on us at times, but yeah, like, or like even Dan from Winnipeg Youth Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, I often find them find myself like reminiscing about all the memories that we shared together.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and for your words of encouragement, wisdom, and direction. And we believe your advice will help others on their journey in now and in times to come. And from everybody at Groove Academy School of Music, we wish you the very best of luck with your future goals and endeavors.
Thank you, Anthony. It's so good talking to you.
Yeah.
Anthony here. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're on a mission to help inspire the next generation of musicians by giving you actionable steps to help you on your musical journey. Remember to sign up for our podcast series and subscribe to our YouTube channel to catch the next episode.